お
intuition. Its definition is very simple. Intuition is intuition. That is its definition. Intuition is intuition. If you are not understand what I am telling, between in intuition, petty gap, intuition. That is what I am telling you. Now you are understanding. The real intuition is you teach from inside. That is the real definition of intuition. And the only definition of intuition. So whatever you think about this and that and that and that about your so-called miracle things which happen have nothing to do with intuition. Intuition is you are being teached from inside. That is intuition. Am I able to understand what I am telling to learn? If you really understand intuition, it doesn't mean that you can do something and you do that and you do this and that. You do nothing, you just hear, and you hear a teaching. That is the definition of intuition. That is the meaning of intuition when you are using this or anywhere. When I or Jwalakul or Parampuja Gurudev uses it. All of you understand this? Intuition means you are teaching not from inside, outside, but from inside. The same thing. Even in tuition, you are hearing something. Somebody is teaching something in your classes also. Well, you are hearing what they are teaching. And you get something new. Is it not? You knew something which you never knew, just because you are being tuition, teach. Is it not very clear? Are you able to understand what I am telling you? We teach only because when you are hearing something and what you hear is something which you never knew before. That is teaching. Anything, a language you are teaching, how do you like this language? Well, at the tuition is being done, someone is teaching you, and you just accept it. And you just do what it is done by the teacher. Then only the teaching has any value. Of any teaching means, you just don't know what to do. You just hear. And what the teacher says, you do it and act according to it. Well, when this happens inside, that is intuition. All of you understood now what is intuition? So when you are doing intuition, you are not doing any japa. Because when you are doing japa, it is you who are using the japa technique. Then it is not intuition. And if something happens because of the japa, you are thinking about a murti coming to you, or you are concentrating on putting before you a murti, and you are trying to learn it, well, it is not intuition, it is something outside. Am I clear? So in intuition means you just know anything and you will learn something, and that is completely different, which you have never heard. Because if you already hear it, can you clearly understand that it is not intuition? It is only your thinking, maybe a very great thinking, but it is not intuition. So you understand what I am trying in so many angles. I don't know if I am able to tell it in so many directions, but what I am trying to specifically understand means that intuition means shut up, become silent. And when you are sitting silent, something happens to you. And many times what is happening is your own thoughts coming in. Very clearly you will think. You may be thinking about Parampuja Gurudev. I don't think it is Parampuja Gurudev who is coming there. It is your thought which is there, you are able to think again. But it is not exactly an intuition. Nothing intuition is there. You already knew about it. You remembered it, and that is not intuition. Very clear? So when you want to become intuition, first you have to be very, very clear to stop your other thoughts. Anything which you already know is gone. Even something very great about Shat Chakras, beautifully done, you already know it. That is not intuition. From inside. Is it clear, all of you, about intuition? Now, what here, the exact definition of intuition says, that when you are thinking the ego, well, the first thing is, we accept that you already know your ego. But if you already know this ego, well, we have to do nothing. That is why it is very clearly said that perhaps even if only temporarily, in brackets, have you seen that? What I am telling? In brackets? The 1, 2, 3, third line, last paragraph. Perhaps, in brackets, even if only temporarily, that is exactly what we do. The intuition, we are going to get it temporarily. That is the real meaning of dhyana. That is exactly what we should try to do, to get the intuition by dhyana. Well, dhyana has many techniques. And what we are doing in meditation is not exactly intuition. It is not at all intuition. If you are thinking about Gayatri, then you already know about what you have to think about it. If you want to think Vishnu or anything you want to think, then nothing is being thought to you from inside. You already know it, you are remembering them. Why I am telling all these things is, when all these things, when you are doing it, you have to correct yourself that this is not intuition. Then Parampuja Gurudev gave us a very beautiful technique to develop intuition, but I will tell it later. But before going into intuition, you should know that there are 7 initiations of intuition. The real meaning of Diksha. And when I use Diksha, you see the thing about the table I wanted to see you. The internal power, Laukika Shakti, that is Diksha. Now, these are seven dikshas, what we call the seven initiations. Initiation means you are being intuited into intuition. One initiation, second initiation, third initiation, seven initiations. And the techniques to go into initiation starts with the technique known as Om. That is why about the Lokik Shakti Diksha, the Bijakshara is given. So whenever you want to go into initiation, the first step is you should be having Om. All of you are understanding it? Now what I am telling you about initiation and Om. All scientists have their own internal initiations. All scientists who are really known as scientists, like always tell about Dalton, Newton, Einstein, Niels Bohr, these scientists, not the BSc scientists and MSc-dists and those 2 or 2.5 hours a PhD in science. I'm not talking about that science. I'm telling about the scientists who had a diksha from some dreams, because they don't have any guru to tell them. All scientists, they never said that they have given something and that the guru has told us, and because of the guru I have learned these techniques. But actually when a guru gives the diksha, actually that thing happens. The dream happens. We don't know it because we are not aware of it, because when you given this Parampuja Gurudev's any mantra or anything, well, he is giving it in his own way, but because we are in the physical world, we can naturally never do anything about the sleep state or the dream state. But well, the bija ropana does happen. A real guru, when he gives something to you, even a lecture, all lectures of the guru is nothing but a sequence of bija ropana. That is how you should take it. I am not giving you a lecture. I am telling you to understand Gayatri Mantra. I have shown you the geometric Gayatri Yantra, and I am on the left side, I am telling you the Gayatri lettered Yantra. That is why the heading itself is Gayatri Yantram. The right side is a geometrical Yantra, and what now I am telling is that the technique of this particular Gayatri Yantram, geometric we are going to do, has got its own physical power, Laukika Shakti, physical power, Diksha. You can take it in English word, initiation. Well, now what do you understand? By an initiation, by the Bijakshara goes and develops into a Laukik Shakti. Am I clear what I am trying to tell you? All of you understand what I am trying to tell you? The real Gayatri Mantra is using a Bijakshara in the center, in a triangle. All of you are seeing the yantram, geometric. And now, whenever you say a triangle, It means the three dimensions of life. So what is the power in physical world? Dicha, physical power. So if this bijachara of Om, if you can use it as a seed, the three dimensional world, the laukika shakti dicha is being given. At this particular moment, that is exactly is happening. And if you think you are able to feel it, you cannot. You cannot. Because when intuition is coming in, well, it happens. So that is the first step. When you are seeing the yantra, this is the first thing which you have to learn, that the dicha of Om is in you. It is not there in the geometry. It is there, the yantra is there, no doubt about it. But that yantra is in you. You should become a machine, a power to get this. You can see the Mahaloka, the plane of balance, Manas Loka. Are you able to see what I am telling you? With the nine-metalled ego, the center, almost like a heart to us, in the place of our heart, the Om is there. Very clear? So at this particular moment, what we are all trying is a... not necessary now. All is not required. All of you are finding the egoic lotus? All of you got the egoic lotus, what I am talking? The Janaloka, human plane. Everyone, all of you are able to feel the very good. Now you see this, what I am trying to tell you. The Om in the center, there are the nine petals. Is it very clear? The Om, it is almost at the place of your heart. And if you think again, if it is your physical heart, well, you are thinking your physical body, what can I do? No intuition is going on. I am telling you the intuition, the real intuition. That Om is the point. Be very clear what I am trying to tell you about Om. Be very, very clear again, all of you. Because I am finding it a bit difficult to tell you how to tell that. But well, all of you are understanding it, is it not? All of you are seeing it? Well, if you are seeing it, why should you tell? You are seeing it. How many are seeing it? Well, those who are not exactly understand all these things. Remember one thing, the real answer is, I also don't know. But I will try you. Okay. With this moment, let me see what I am telling to you. I was telling you about the yantra. In the yantra, I told you, it was the link between bijachara and dicha. Am I right? Go back again. Laukika shakti, the physical power, is dicha. But this physical power, the dicha, has a bija, a seed. And thus bija is Om. All of you could understand it, what I am trying to do, these two things, dicha and Om. I would ask all of you to put it, dicha, comma, Om. I am asking you to do it. I am asking you this so that you will be able to tell to others also. Everyone has to give this. Answer. Laukika Shakti, Diksha, Bijachara is Om. All of you got it? Now you understand why I am stressing it to you. The Laukik Shakti of Diksha has the Bija, the seed of Om. What do you mean by that? For all physical power, you were the fourth level of consciousness. That is the Bija for all physical powers. Not the physical world, not the dream world, not the sleep world, but that which is beyond this. But it, because of that fourth, you are able to get these three. That is the seed where all physical power works. Could you understand what I am trying all of you to understand? What I am trying to you is, for all Diksha, do you know what really Diksha means? You have decided that you have to do this. That is, means Diksha. Diksha doesn't mean that you have taken a Diksha. It is not something Diksha which you give. It happens to you. When you want to do something, you go and work for it. And you go on doing until you get the result. That ability to do continuously, step by step, to get a particular result is Diksha. Am I clear? Now you are very clear that all physical power is because of Diksha. If anyone gets anything, it's because of Diksha. But Diksha, could you understand what I'm trying you to learn? Diksha means you have decided something in the thought, then you have took a Diksha, and the moment you take Diksha of the thought which you have in your mind, the moment you take a Diksha for it, something physical happens immediately. And it goes on physically until you get the result. Is it not? So you do something, a thought, you start it and finish your work. This process of doing it first step until the last, till you get the result, is the physical power. Laukika Shakti, Diksha. Could you define what I am talking about, Laukika Shakti? All of you? You have to tell that they have understood it. All of you are understanding? Because my problem is, I am doing two things. That is exactly what I am trying to do. I am linking to my own level consciousness. I am bringing it, and what it is coming from there, I am telling you. What is? Laukika Shakti. If you have a thirst, I will telling him what is Laukika Shakti. You have a thirst. Nothing happens. But you took a glass of water and drink it, then your thirst is quenched. This thirst is quenched because of a physical shakti. Am I clear? That is a very, very important question. All of you understand what I am telling. I think you already know what it is. You know how to utilize a Laukika Shakti. But how to use it for something very big which you could never have thought and which we think that it can completely change the world. Again you have to take the Diksha. Now you understand what Diksha is? You start with the first step and it goes on and on and on until you get the result. Only then it will be called Diksha. That is the beak of Laukik Shakti. Am I very clear about that? Now, you see this, the geometrical yantra. And I am telling about the Laukik Shakti Diksha and Bijachara Om. Now you see the geometry, the yantra, a triangle in Om. For any Laukik Shakti, physical Shakti in the three-dimensional world, we have to use the Bija of Om. What is Om? The fourth level of consciousness, the Turiya Sthiti. So until and unless the Turiya Sthiti is there for you to work, in the three-dimensional work, and that too with a Diksha, well, that is the first step of Gayatri Mantram Yoga geometry. All of you got it? Laukik Shakti and Bijachara is the triangle and the Om. Am I able to tell you what I am trying to tell you? And this is being told, this is Gayatri Yantra. Now why the Gayatri Yantra is called this? I have told you that yantra means something like a machine. So this fourth level consciousness, Om, is the only thing which makes you work in the three-dimensional world, that is the triangle. Anyone who is doing anything in the physical world is only because of this Om. You don't know that you are using it from the fourth dimensional level, because just as a scientist has got something from Om, the fourth dimensional world, he brought it down, and because it has come down in the physical world, anyone can use it from the physical world. He need not go to the fourth dimensional world. Am I clear what I am trying to tell you? So that is what I am trying to tell you, the Gayatri Yantram, the basic of the triangle and Om. So when you are using the three-dimensional triangle with the Om, it means that whether you know it or not, anything which you are now able to do it is because the fourth dimensional Mahar level is doing its work. In three-dimensional world, you know already those things, so the triangle and the Om. Very clear? Why I am telling it is, in science we already develop from known to unknown. We don't go from unknown to known. Those scientists have given something from unknown, has given all these things. So it is the reverse. From Om Bija, you get the Diksha, and many people from the physical Diksha gets the results of Om. He doesn't know the Om. For example, I always give the answer, use of cancer, because I wanted to get the medicine very clearly. They go on and tell about cancer so that someone will catch the Diksha. Are you able to understand? Cancer's medicine is in the fourth dimension. Not only this, any scientific development always starts from Om. You understood what I mean by Om? The fourth level, the fourth dimension, if you can call it. And he gets the bija from that level, gets the diksha for it, and until and unless he goes on doing that seed to develop, the laukik shakti will see that it will happen. If you can clearly understand what I am trying to tell, there is a wonderful about 70-page book called Rich. Read it in this way. All of you seeing what I am trying, the green lettered word? All of you seeing it? Those who are seeing it, put capital R. Because I want to now to explain it. All of you are getting this? It is in green color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. Beautiful. From page 76. The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. Now, I think those who are able to read these 7 lines by this time, all of you have read these lines? All of you? Okay. Now I am asking you a question. I told you about Bijachara and Dicha. And these 7 lines, don't you think it is one and the same in English? Read it. This class is not just mine, a lecture by from me. I am trying to go into that. So it doesn't matter, it takes 1 day or 2 days or 3 days or 4 days. You should get science of getting rich. Or Ashta Siddhi Navanidhike Data. Well, I finish this. Ashta Siddhi Navanidhike Data. Asbar Deen Janaki Mata. That is Hanuman Chalisa. That is by Goswami Tulsidas. And then Ashta Siddhi Navanidhike Data Sab Samarth Gayatri Mata. Whether you say it as Gayatri Mata or Janaki Mata or anyone, it means the fourth dimension. I am waiting for anyone who has read these 7 lines of The Science of Getting Rich and are able to understand what I am telling about the Bijachara and what is that? Laukika Shakti. Is it not exactly what he is writing there? Those who are able to see it, put it W, the value's first letter. Those who have understood it. All of you understood it? That what I am now telling about Gayatri Yantra, those 2 lines, and what Wallace is telling is one and the same. Okay, now see why, again, I just, for you to confirm it, what is it? There is a Bijachara. Om. And you should have a Laukika Shakti, Dicha. That is there, is written there. And you read these green letters. Man may come into full harmony with the formless substance. Whether you call it as the formless substance or the fourth dimension or our Turiya Sthiti. Are you able to understand? He is talking about the same thing. or of your understanding it, man may come into full harmony with the formless substance, you think Turiyasthiti, by entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessing it bestows upon him. All scientists, is it not getting the gratitude for the blessings it is bestows upon him? The scientist, you are able to understand? Again read this line. Man may come into full harmony with the formless substance, that is Om. Now you should understand that Om is a substance, just like the physical substance, the emotional substance, the mental substance, the Turiya substance. Be very clear about that. It is a state. Just in the physical state you have something very clear. In the dream, again the same words, and you are able to use it, using the dream substances as you want to use it. You don't know how to use it, but it can be utilized. That is happening to you every day in the dreams. And leave about sleep. And if you go to the Om, the formless substance, naturally it is formless substance for us. But who goes there to Om, just as in the scientist, he is able to use it from the formless substance, a particular thought to him, a seed for him, he develops it, then it grows and something happens in the physical world. But it is only a blessing. He can't do it. Are you very clear about that? All the scientists who have given anything, they are blessings. And they are gratitude for what they have been given to them. Gratitude unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of substance, so that man's thought are received by the formless. Now, this Gayatri Yantra gives you the technique to utilize the intelligent substance. See again, gratitude, I don't know, to the power infinity you should have. Because it is the gratitude which gives you that. What is gratitude? Do you know, in Sanskrit or in Telugu, gratitude means krutagnya. Or you accept that? Am I right? What do you put it? Krutagnya. Am I right? And now, when you read this krutagnya, I want a oblique line, krutagna, kruta and gnata, a back. Gratitude is krutagnyata. If all of you know the meaning of this word in English, gratitude, in Telugu it is kruta gnata, which is already been done. That is the definition of kruta gnata, if you know what it means. Am I clear? All of you got this kruta gnata and gratitude once and the same thing? Okay. Now you see this sentence again. Krutagyata. What is krutagyata? You wanted to do something. Then what you should do? Krutagyata, gratitude. must be unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of substance. The Kritagyata is linked with what? Your mind with the intelligence of substance which has already given you that. That is where you say, I have given you gratitude, you have already given it. If not, the gratitude has no meaning. That is Kritagyata. See the English word, the same thing. Gratitude unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of substance. Vanikuda can link that, Kritagyata, what you want to do with what the intelligent substance do, that is exactly, don't you think, scientists are doing it? Have you understood that this is exactly what the scientists are trying to do always? What are the scientists are doing? Gratitude unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of the substance, so that man's thought are received by the formless. Very clear? But when can it come? You should go on doing this. Kruta Gyata. Do it until you get it. That is exactly what scientists could do. And once a scientist has done in a particular way to get something, then what others will do? They need not work for all these things what the scientists have done. They just take those steps, they get the result. That is exactly what Param Pujya Gurudev says, I have finished it. I have given the Satya Yuga as a scientist has given it. But yes, you have to do what he wanted you to do as he has done it, so that you can also do it. And do you think again you have to do so many Gayatri mantras and so many years for it? No. You have three things for anything to get in your life. Samaydan. You have utilized the time. And then you have Damshadan. And the Pratibhadan. That is enough. No other tapas is required. You just utilize your Samaya, Amsha and Pratibha in this particular direction and you will get it. It is as simple as that. Know what will happen? Gratitude unifies. Kritagyata to Param Pujya Gurudev. Kritagyata to him. Because he already unified it. Unified the mind of man with the intelligence of the substance, so that man's thoughts are received by the formless. Man can remain upon the creative plane only by uniting himself with the formless intelligence through a deep and continuous feeling and gratitude. Very clear, all of you? Now you again come back to the yantra. Now you understood the Bijachara Om and the Laukik Chakti of Diksha. Diksha. Param Pujya Gurudev has done those two things and has given the results. You use these three things. In what way? In three different triangles. Wherever there is a triangle, it means a dimension of consciousness. So, bhuvah, svaha. The three levels there. Okay? There is a bhuvah, svaha above om. And then below om, you have bhuvah, svaha. You have got it? All of you? I think they take at least 24 hours for them to get this thing. So tomorrow I will see it. I am thinking about the time. Not in 5 minutes I can come back. I mean, today I could tell you about the Bijachara and the Laukik Shakti. Tomorrow I will tell you about the Admika Shakti, Adi Shakti with Mantrachara. Tomorrow, these three things. Shakti, Mantrachara, and Adhyatmika Shakti, and how to utilize the geometry, the Yantra. Jai Gurudev. And what I have told now, all of you try to understand what I am trying to tell you. It is something, you know all these words, but I know you are doing nothing about it. So try to understand it. That is why I told you these 12 shlokas of the Omkara. That is the real technique. That only you will understand what basis of Om is and how it is linked with the physical power, Laukika Shakti. Bijachara is Om, the fourth dimension, and through it comes the physical power, Laukika Shakti. And that is where our Parampuja Gurudev, the Einstein of spiritual science. Think about it.